Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, February 2nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. national debt has exceeded $30 trillion for the first time, according to data from the Treasury Department. The amount of public debt has increased by $7 trillion since the onset of the pandemic, reflecting in part spending on aid programs for small businesses, workers, and others. The Treasury Department declined to comment on the public debt milestone. Amazon workers at an Alabama warehouse are expected to start voting Friday for the second time in a year on whether to unionize. The new election was ordered by the National Labor Relations Board after it found that Amazon violated labor law during last year's vote, which the company has denied. That vote saw 71% of workers opt not to unionize. This week, Amazon said it recognizes the right of employees to vote to join a union. Pfizer and partner BioNTech have asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize use of their COVID-19 vaccine in children under 5. Pfizer initially found its two-dose vaccination didn't produce the desired immune response in younger children. Sources say the drug maker filed for approval at the FDA's encouragement, saying it would help clear the way for kids to eventually receive a booster shot. Japan's Nikkei finished higher, while several Asian markets remained shut for Lunar New Year. European shares rose in early trading. On the earnings front, Facebook owner Meta, T-Mobile, and Spotify are expected to report today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.